Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. Stand up for your country. So the blame game is on, and I'm playing the blame game here. I am. Progressives in America are responsible for a lot of terrible things, and this society is paying an awful price. Ukraine is one example. So you probably know in your life very, very liberal people. There's a difference between progressives who want to dismantle a country and liberals who just see political things from a different point of view than conservatives. There's a difference there. But the progressives want to tear it all down. And one of the things they want to do is impose alternative energy because they believe global warming is going to kill us all in, I don't know, from anywhere from 3 years to 10 years or something. So those people have taken over the Democratic Party, those climate warriors, I call them. And they pushed President Biden and the Congress to hurt American fossil fuels. And they've succeeded. That has strengthened Putin because he was able to sell more oil and natural gas and coal because the United States cut back on its harvesting of those things. So Putin became wealthier and more powerful. And everybody knows this. It's not, you can't dissent from that. That is what happened. So the talking points memo is what's going to happen to the climate change warriors. So first of all, they're set back 10 years. So about 80% of Americans now go, we got to harvest more fossil fuel. There's only 20%, and they're just the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez loon crew, okay? So even liberal people, even Nancy Pelosi goes, we got to get more fuel, all right? But they won't take credit for strengthening Putin and weakening America. They won't cop to that. And it's really interesting. So MSNBC is the mouthpiece for progressive America. Everybody knows that. I mean, CNN is a left-wing network, but MSNBC is beyond that. So one of the people that is on MSNBC is a woman named Katie Turr, T-U-R. So here's what she said yesterday. Go.
Something that Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut brought up today was this just exposes how insane it is that we rely on energy from authoritarian leaders and we are not self-reliant on our own energy. A lot of talk about why we don't go green.
Now, that's got to be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. First of all, we rely on oil from Putin, which we really don't. It's 3-7%. We don't buy all that much, but we rely on OPEC and other things to fill in what Biden has crushed, Ms. Tour, okay? And you are part of that whole crew. So on February 10th, 2019, here's what Katie Tour said.
The UN said we have 12 years before complete disaster. You talked to the representative of the Marshall Islands, and he's calling it what could amount to genocide if we allow things to go as they are. The reports aren't just, hey, it's going to get bad. The reports are people will die.
Ooh. And that's what they do over there. All of them do it. Talking, of course, about global warming, climate change. We're all going to die. Marshall Islands. Oh, don't buy a condo there. Okay, so this woman has the gall now, the gall to quote Chris Murphy, far left senator from Connecticut, saying, well, why are we buying oil from authoritarians? Well, because we stopped oil harvesting in Alaska. Did you guys know that if the United States government would stop the nonsense and allow oil companies to drill in the so-called Anwar district, that just one state, Alaska, could provide all the oil the United States would need in any given year with stuff left over to sell abroad. Did you know that? And it's not long. It has nothing to do with the Keystone Pipeline, because that's energy we would buy from Canada. This is the United States. But because of Katie Turr and MSNBC, and they're just stupid. They're not just misled or you know, their opinion is wrong. They're just dumb. All right, because everyone knows no one lives in the Anwar. Are you afraid of spooking the polar bears and the caribou? They like the pipeline. It's warm around the pipeline. They go there so they don't have to buy a coat. So when I hear this just dumb, stupid stuff, I used to get really angry, and now I just feel sorry for my country. Not for them, but my country. So Katie Turr, well, why don't we go green? Yeah, I mean, she's not talking St. Patrick's Day. We don't go green because right now, wind makes up 9% of our hydroelectric power, solar 3%. In fact, renewable energy is 20% of all of the United States energy needs. And that's maximum development. That's pedal to the metal, subsidies from the government all day long. It's only 20%. So the 80% has to come from fossil fuels and nuclear. But the Greens don't like nuclear. Even though nuclear is clean, they think there's going to be another Three Mile Island. No, we don't have that. Okay, so all of this affects each one of us. And by the way, there are 2 million electric vehicles on the road now, 1% of the 250 million cars and trucks on American roads. And I like electric cars. I like them. But I'm not going to buy one until the technology is more advanced and the price comes down a bit, all right? So that I don't have to recharge every 300 miles or 250 miles. When you get up to 700 miles, yeah, all right, I'll do it. And I hope that they will. Electric cars are good, but they're way too expensive. And you got to charge them, and you got to be like a technical mastermind here. A lot of my friends have them, but all those guys know what they're doing. All right, so that's the talking points memo, how absurd this whole green thing is now. They're all running for cover. They all know it's their fault that Putin was empowered. And Biden is leading that charge. But Biden's taking another tack now. He's denying everything. Not my fault. All right, so yesterday, he's at the White House. He says this. Go.
First, it's simply not true that my administration or policies are holding back domestic energy production. That's simply not true. Even amid the pandemic, companies in the United States pumped more oil during my first year in office than they did during my predecessor's first year.
So what? That's so absurd. Trump takes over from Obama. Obama's a green guy. And it takes a year to ramp up fossil fuel production in the USA. But Biden didn't tell anybody. Oh, no. No, I'm pumping more now in my first year than Trump did. Because Trump left you with a huge apparatus in order to harvest fossil fuel. So I wrote the message of the day about this. Now, you don't have to be a premium member to go to BillO'Reilly.com and read the message of the day every morning. I hope you will. It will enhance your life. It will make you smarter. This is what I said this morning. Quote, once again, President Biden and his minister of propaganda, Jen Psaki, are misleading the American people, this time about oil production. Mr. Biden and Ms. Psaki both say it is Putin who is most responsible for the rise in gas prices. The pair also put forth that the Biden administration is harvesting more oil than the Trump troop. Than the Trump crew. This sleight of hand is a comparison between the first year of both administrations. But that doesn't matter because Trump grew oil production while Biden is shrinking it. Here are the facts. When Donald Trump left office, the average price for a gallon of gas was about $2.50. After 13 months of Biden, the price had risen more than a dollar. And that was well before Putin's Ukraine intrusion. Under Trump in 2020, the U.S. produced 18.4 million barrels of oil a day, 18.4. During Biden's first year, the number was down to 16.6. That's 2 million barrels a day produced less under Biden. 2 million barrels a day less, 750 million barrels a year less under Biden than Trump. That's colossal. Yet that man has the gall to go out there and say what he said. And why do you think he said it? He knows he can get away with it. All right, so last night, did ABC, CBS, and NBC Nightly News mention it? No, they did not. Did MSNBC or CNN? No, they did not. Didn't mention it. I didn't see analysis like I gave you on Fox, but I think they mentioned it. I think on Fox Business, David Asman mentioned it. Okay, so Biden knows he can get away with anything. And right now, gallon of gas is $4.25. When Trump left office, $2.50. And it's going to $5.50 by the 4th of July. So this dooms President Biden. He will not run again. And the Democratic Party in November. It's mid-March. Okay, president's schedule, he didn't do anything today. I'm sure he was yapping about oil somewhere. So he had some kind of call about competitiveness. I don't know. It's all BS. Ukraine latest. Okay, so everybody's talking about this Poland jet thing. And Kamala Harris, the vice president, is in Poland right now. Nobody knows what she's doing there. They didn't put out a schedule. We don't know what she's doing. But Poland said to the U.S. Pentagon, we'll give you MiGs, all right, jet fighters. Poland will give them to you, America. But you have to take them to Ramstein Air Force Base, and then you can use them to help Ukraine. And the Pentagon goes, no. And the Pentagon was right, because if you put U.S. aircraft over Ukraine, that can provoke a shooting war. Do you want a shooting war? Do you want World War III and all of that? And also, the United States cannot allow Putin and the Russians to say, oh, look, America's provoking the war. We're just defending our pilots over Ukraine. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call. And they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. So the Pentagon was right to say, no, we're not going to do that now. It's too risky. They are correct. All right, so I hope everybody knows that. Stats. This is from the UN. That's where we take our stats now, not from the press. The press does not know. Ukrainian civilian casualties, 1,424. Killed, 516 civilians killed, including 37 children. Injured, 900 injured, including 50 children. Again, all civilians. So Putin wears a cross, a Christian cross, on a chain around his neck. And he's responsible for every one of these deaths and injuries. If there's a hell, he'll be down there with Joe Stalin and Mao and Hitler. You know, that's who Putin is. He doesn't believe in anything. All right. I wish I had an update on Kamala Harris. I'm very interested in what she's doing over there in Europe, but I have no update. Every morning I go to dailychatter.com. Every morning, early. All right. They are our international news partner. Because of the corruption of the corporate media, the future for people interested in honest reporting and analysis is with me and agencies like me, private agencies, and dailychatter.com is one of those agencies. So they have every morning a rundown of the important stories abroad, and they lead with Ukraine. And they give me very, very good information, and they source all their information. So I'm just telling you that because there are a lot of BillO'Reilly.com viewers, WABC radio listeners, the First TV viewers who are very intelligent and who want accurate, honest news. So that's our international partner, DailyChatter, one word, .com. UN issued a memo, according to the Irish Times, which got a copy of the memorandum, ordering communication staffers at the United Nations not to use the words war or invasion to describe Russia's attack on Ukraine. This is the UN. Instead, they are to use the word conflict or military offensive. All right. You know, shows you how PC the UN is. They're afraid of Putin. All right, now I hate to deliver bad news, I really do. I'd much rather tell you that, as I did with COVID, I almost pinpointed the day that it would subside. I was very, very fortunate to be right then. But here's some more bad news. Food prices are going to rise in conjunction with oil prices. So already we're seeing it. 21% increase in food, says the United Nations, around the world from year to year. And the United States, more than that. Okay, dairy prices, for example, have increased 6.5%. And you know why? Because transportation into your local grocery store and restaurant, the costs have almost doubled. So they're going to charge more for what they're delivering. So my advice to you is if you have a big freezer, stock up now. You're going to pay more than you did last year, but it's come fall, this is going to be really horrendous. And again, this seals the doom of the Biden administration, the progressive movement, and the Democratic Party. It might be the biggest rout, political rout, in the midterms this year in American history. Could be. Hawaii comes the last state to lift the mask mandate. Now, Hawaii is very far left. And as you know, the far left people love the masks. Love them. I don't know exactly why they love them. So Hawaii is going to remove the mask mandate where you can't go inside anywhere in Hawaii unless you have a mask on. And that is on March 25th. So you guys who love the mask over in Oahu and Kauai and Maui, Molokai, Lanai, and the Big Island, you got a couple of weeks. All right, you got a couple of weeks. You can do those masks. U.S. politics. So I have reported this for about 6 months that Hillary Clinton wants to run for president again because she knows Biden is doomed. Everybody in the Democratic Party knows he's doomed. Okay? The only people who don't know it are Jill and Joe. That's the only people who don't know. So Hillary pops up on MSNBC, of course, and here's how it went.
Are you open to running for president again? Oh,
no.
Come on. Just
no.
Long runway.
No, but I'm... Well, no, but I am certainly going to be active in supporting women running for office and other candidates who I think should be reelected or elected, both women and men.
So no, I'm not. Then why are you raising all that money? Doesn't her cackle remind you of Margaret Hamilton? Quick, you know who Margaret Hamilton is? Wicked Witch of the West, Wizard of Oz. One of the great characters of all time. Doesn't her cackle, oh my, okay. Every time she cackled, it wasn't funny. The question wasn't funny. Why are you cackling? And then she goes, unbelievable. All right, January 6th, first defendant found guilty, Guy Reffitt, 49 years old, Wiley, Texas, charged with bringing a gun to the Capitol. He did not go inside because he was pepper sprayed in the face and retreated, but he was found guilty by a jury. He's going to be sentenced June 8th. Could get 20 years. I don't think he's going to get 20 years, but he's going to do prison time. So you guys out there thinking about disrupting the U.S. government, particularly if you have a gun, you can pay a price. Okay, now we have a story that is not being reported anywhere, but it's an important story. I think you should know about it. So there is a man named David DeLeiden. You may have heard that name. He's 33 years old, and he is a pro-life advocate. He investigates Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers and tries to get damning evidence against them. So David and a colleague named Susan Merritt, okay, sometimes pose as certain people in order to get access into Planned Parenthood and other organizations. Now, in investigative reporting, that is done. Not often. I've done it. I did it while reporting a story in the Bahamas about a prison that was brutalizing inmates. So I posed as somebody I wasn't. It's a legitimate journalistic tool, but you've got to be very, very careful in using it, okay? Particularly if you're on tape and you're having conversations. Well, anyway, David DeLeiden has been charged in a number of states with criminal activity. But I want to zero in on one of the situations, and that is in California. Okay, so the people of the state of California versus David DeLeiden. And this is a case where DeLeiden is charged with 15 felony counts for secretly recording 14 people affiliated with Planned Parenthood and conspiring to invade their privacy, so the state of California alleges. Okay, and this took place from 2014 to 15. San Francisco, L.A., and El Dorado. Now, the trial is about to commence, and one of the lawyers representing David DeLeiden is Peter Breen, and he is from the Thomas More Society, which is based in Chicago. They represent people they feel are being unfairly targeted by states and other people, and Counselor Breen joins us now from the Windy City. So the trial is set to go ahead when? Do you have a date?
Well, currently our date is May 16th. And so we're frantically preparing, you know, doing the last minute prep. We've got pretrial motions that are going forward. But this is a monumental trial that will be commencing very shortly in San Francisco, which is a tough place for folks who are pro-life or conservative to have their cases heard.
Okay. So the rest of the media is pretty much ignoring this, correct?
That is a part of the issue. We've seen numerous undercover investigations over the years that get a lot of media attention. And certainly when these videos came out, there was a great splash. This was in middle of 2015. It actually impacted the 2016 presidential elections. But since then, the media has really put a cover on this. Yeah. And so this prosecution, which was started by Kamala Harris, Javier Becerra continued it, and now the current Attorney General of California has not stopped it. You know, that's where we are right now, trying to get attention from the public to stop this injustice.
Now, one of the reasons it hasn't been thrown out, because you did get charges dismissed on another case in Texas, but one of the reasons this has not been thrown out is that the state says, alleges, that the video that was edited by Mr. DeLeiden was not what really happened. Do you have a defense for that?
So here's the thing. The actual charge in California is solely the taping. The publication is not supposed to be part of the criminal decision
no,
to charge
someone. I know that, but you know the mindset here. If everything that David said was true and provably true, it would be easier to throw the case out.
Well, and this is what we're saying. The First Amendment protects him totally from the government trying to say, well, we don't like the way you edited your videos. So Kamala Harris, for instance, had a press conference with a bunch of animal rights activists, which took video undercover in more private settings than anything David ever attempted. And, you know, she had a press conference with them, didn't charge them. And others throughout recent California history, plenty
so
of people.
That'll be part of your defense, that this is a selective prosecution. We should remind everybody that the most damning thing that Mr. DeLayden found out was that elements in the pro-choice abortion industry were harvesting parts, body parts from fetuses and selling them. That was pretty much the headline. Am I correct?
Yes, that's the, you know, if you recall from back then, there was Planned Parenthood sells baby parts was the boy. Right. They were the hashtag on Twitter. The Orange County District Attorney, even so in California, he took David's videos and used them to prosecute civilly a fetal tissue business that was a partner of Planned Parenthood, drove them out of the state, had a multi-million dollar settlement with them and an admission, you know, that caused them to shut down.
Using David's video as a piece of evidence, correct?
Yes. And we're seeking, he's a former district attorney, he's retired now. We want to bring him into court to testify.
Absolutely.
To the good results.
Absolutely. So it sounds like you have a fairly strong case, but as you mentioned, you're in San Francisco, the most liberal town in the USA, and it's easier for liberal organizations like the New York Times versus Sarah Palin to win or not get lose big damages because of the prevailing justice mindset. Do you believe you're going to get a fair trial in San Francisco?
Well, we have a great team put together. We're using every tool in the book. I'll tell you, I am I'm an Illinois lawyer, but in California, they're very defendant friendly, which I know is maybe a source of consternation for conservative folks or more law and justice types. But for us in this case, we're taking advantage of those defense protections. We're doing everything we can. You know, the problem is you are going to have a jury pool that is not pro-life, that it is not friendly to conservative folks. And so we're going to have to overcome that. But I will say, David taped in public locations in California. He actually taped in private offices in other states, but he was very careful in California to tape only in public locations, much more public than other undercover journalists who you might see on the evening news in California go into. So we hope we either win at trial or win on appeal.
Yeah, appeal is probably the most attractive option that you have, but I hope you win too. And I want to tell everybody that for full disclosure, the Thomas More Society, of which Mr. Breen is a part, advertises on BillO'Reilly.com, and we appreciate that very much. You know, it's interesting, Counselor, they came to me when Thomas More approached us to advertise because we don't take a lot of advocacy ads on BillO'Reilly.com. And I okayed it because I don't think that the pro-life lobby, if you will, movement gets a fair shot at all to get their message out. And I did it for that reason, that I want everybody to have a level playing field. And so I wanted to tell all the folks that. Will you keep us posted on the trial, Mr. Breen? We would appreciate that very much.
Hey, thank you, Bill. Absolutely. And remember, these rights are not just for pro-life, but they're for whatever your cause is. It's fighting corrupt politicians, animal rights, everything. We've got to protect the practice of undercover journalism and our First Amendment rights.
Okay. Interesting case. And I, you know, as I explained, I don't want to be in the business of advocacy. That's not the business that BillO'Reilly.com news organization is in. But sometimes the scale is so tilted that I've got to do it. All right, another big legal case is Smartmatic against Fox News. Now, I told you this a while back, that Smartmatic and the other voting machine company, Dominion, they're both suing. They're two separate companies. They have a good case. And they're suing for billions of dollars, Fox News, Newsmax, One America. Now, Justice David Cohen, New York State Supreme Court in Manhattan, issued a ruling on the lawsuit yesterday. It threw out claims against Judge Jeanine Pirro and some of the allegations against Rudy Giuliani. So they're okay. But Cohen kept the lawsuit against Maria Bartiromo, Lou Dobbs, Fox in general, Newsmax, and OAN. Sidney Powell also, who was a Trump attorney on this, she got her charges dismissed as well. So it goes forward. Now, it's a $2.7 billion lawsuit against Fox News. And as I said, there's exposure. Okay, so Smartmatic was only used in California. All right, well, the Dominion machines were used very, very widespread. Smartmatic only in California. It's basically a touch screen to vote. It's a tech screen. All right, that's what they provide. And a number of analysts, lawyers, whatever, said that Smartmatic and Dominion were corrupt, that they did stuff to allow Joe Biden to get more votes. That's the allegations. And by the way, Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, he's in this too. And his charges are still there. So it's a mess. Tons of money involved here. Just to defend this, got to be $50 million just to defend it. If they lose, it's going to be billions to these companies, Smartmatic and Dominion. Don't say gay. Man. Okay. So today, Georgia says it's going to write up a law just like Florida, where public school kids, kindergarten to third grade, little kids, will not be taught about people's gender identity. I think that's the way to put it. All right. So in Florida, DeSantis, the governor, hadn't signed it yet, but he will. The bill reads this way, quote, classroom instruction by school personnel or third parties on sexual orientation or gender identity may not occur in kindergarten through grade three or in a manner that is not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students in accordance with state standards, unquote. Okay, so I say, good, because those young children, they don't understand all this gender identity, fluidity, LGBT, whatever. They don't get it. All right, so what are you doing? You're indoctrinating. That's what this is all about. The activists want children in public school to be indoctrinated to look favorably upon a certain lifestyle. That's what it's about. Now, you can solve all of this problem by every state in the union passing a law that requires public schools from kindergarten through senior in high school to give anti-bullying classes every year. And you take different subjects. That's how you do this. I mean, when I was a high school teacher, if a kid was perceived to be gay, that kid got it. Brutal. And it was wrong. And I did what I could to stop it. And I stopped a lot of it. All right? But I didn't get into different lifestyles or any of that, even though I was teaching high school. Not my job. My job is to protect the students. It's a parent's job to bring up their children in a way that's respectful to everybody else. However, anti-bullying, that should be in play. Because if a kid has a bad complexion, kid's overweight, kid's perceived to be gay, kid's got something wrong with him It's crazy. That's where all this should be. So anyway, I like the don't say gay law, but I want an anti-bullying law to go along with it. I think that's fair. Now, the activists, there's a guy named Wilson Cruz. I don't know him, but apparently he's on Star Trek Discovery. Star Trek frightens me, so I don't know really the show. Well, here's what he said. Go.
If we educated our children more, if we educated our population more about LGBTQ issues and issues of people of color and civil rights in this country, and yet we find ourselves today in a state in which a legislature is denying this entire state its children of its history, and we cause harm to kids and how they see themselves and how the community sees them.
Well, that's a slick piece of propaganda. Nobody's denying a state's children its history. You can teach history. And if there's, you know, something in the LGBT community that's historical, teach it. Stonewall in New York, fine. But indoctrination, no. And I think that I made my point pretty clearly. Other famous people who hate the don't say gay law, Kerry Washington, of course, Kate McKinnon, of course, Hillary Clinton, of course, Jen Psaki, of course, Whoopi Goldberg, of course. You know, it's the usual chorus. And you know, I'm not offended by these people. I just don't think they're smart enough to understand the big picture. Kids that young, 5 to 9, no. Do not rock their world with this stuff. Anti-bullying, yes. This day in history, March 9th, 1953, the funeral of Joseph Stalin. I'm celebrating. One of the most evil men ever to walk the planet, ran the Soviet Union 30 years, estimates by history.com. Stalin responsible for up to 20 million deaths of human beings. 20 million. Now, here's what's interesting about this. So Putin, he says he doesn't like Stalin. This is on at a press conference 2013, Putin, quote, Stalinism linked with a cult of personality and massive violations of the law with repressions in camps. There's nothing like that in Russia, and I hope we'll never be again. Yeah, sure, Vlad. You just put 6,000 anti-war protesters in jail. And I don't think they're really being treated kindly. And 250 journalists have been murdered in Russia or disappeared, all of whom disagreed with you, Vlad. So I'm celebrating Stalin's funeral, and I'd love to celebrate Putin's. I know that sounds mean, but he's an evil man. They're both evil. All right, quick break. Back with mail and final thought on Holly, the Terra dog, an update.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here's a mail. Freeman Thurston, Woodbury, Connecticut. Bill, your assessment of Senator Blumenthal as a hypocrite is correct. However, you seem to be sympathetic to his call to suspend the federal gas tax. That is nothing but a cheap election year ploy. Come on, Thurston, it helps, folks. Come on. Ross Millard, British Columbia, Canada. Gas taxes here in BC are 54 cents per liter, and they go up by another cent April 1st. So there are 3.8 liters to the gallon, which would make Canadian gas tax $1.62 a gallon in that socialist paradise up there. Michael, concierge member, let's say the gas tax is suspended. If the federal tax is 18 cents, what's stopping the gas companies from dropping the price 9 cents and keeping the profit? The Energy Commission. If you did that, you could be fined. A lot of bad things could happen. John, concierge member, Bill, thank you for laying waste to Jen Psaki's 9,000 unused oil lease mantra. Sick and tired of hearing that. Biden, like Obama before him, constantly vilifies the oil industry. Yes, he has now changing his tune. Carlos, Biden is doing the right thing. The only reason old Spineless made his decision is because Congress had bipartisan support for calling for a ban on Russian oil. Did he do it, Carlos? He did it, okay? I mean, what am I supposed to do? Just nail a guy when he does the right thing? Come on. Harry Kinnarvaran, Springfield, Massachusetts. Regarding the offer by Poland to send MiG jets to Ukraine, how is it the U.S. can stop it? Because there are planes, as I mentioned. Rocky Caviano, Windsor, Colorado. Is Trump lying about election fraud? Trump believes there was election fraud. In his heart, that's what he believes. Mary Catherine Williams, Valley Center, Kansas. What is going on? Now we have Iran in the news also. Could you explain the Iran nuclear deal? I can't explain it until I see it. And I deal with this on the Hannity radio program today. It's posted on BillO'Reilly.com. Melly, on a message board, I want to ask the 20% that hate this country, who the hell is stopping you from leaving? It's more fun for the American haters to stay and cause trouble, Melly. They don't want to go to Costa Rica. All right, going to be in Genesee Theater, Waukegan, Illinois on March 31st. Ticketmaster has tickets. It'll be a blast. Then the next day, April 1st, here on Long Island at Garden City Hotel, doing a keynote for Geraldo Rivera's charity, Life Works. Information on BillO'Reilly.com. Do not be a puzzle wit. Great word. One word. P-U-Z-Z-L-E-W-I-T when writing to us. Back with an update on Holly the Terror Dog. All right, final thought of the day is Holly the Terror Dog. Put her on up there. On radio, you can't see her. She's very cute. So 6 years old, Corgi, full bred. When I got Holly, I was stunned that she sheds an enormous amount. All right? But she's a sweet dog, a nice dog. And Holly's job, her only job, is to protect the house. Now, corgis have this deep, deep bark, so even though they're little, close to the ground, they sound like they're a giant German shepherd that would rip your leg off when they bark. But here's the problem. In the beginning, in the first few years, Holly would bark and run down to the door and all of that and scare the bad people. Now, Holly's lazy. She sleeps up on the second floor and she barks from there. She doesn't even run down the stairs. What good is that? So Holly's barking from afar. And I'm going, Holly, this is your only job to protect the house. When there's somebody at the door, run down. But it doesn't really matter because if somebody was trying to break in, all they'd have to do was pet Holly's neck. And then Holly would be their friend, even if they had an AK. So it doesn't really matter. What matters is a big bark that might discourage people from bringing the AK in to the O'Reilly home. Holly, you got to get downstairs. Thank you for watching and listening to us tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.